So the past couple of days we've been talking about the sugya of mechza, mechza kirov, machlokes amarayim. We know there's a din of rubo kakulo. First is the shech rov simonim, simon echad ba'ov, shnei simonim and a behema. What's the din if you shech only mechza, mechza? Machlokes amarayim in the gemara. And there are different rayas back and forth. We discussed the nature of the machlokes. The raya from Tanur, shrei rubi b'chadman aleka, Rashi and the Rashi, different approaches. So now we get to the next Raya of the Gemara. Let's try to tackle the next Raya of the Gemara and see where it leads us in terms of Dinei Shechita, in terms of the Lamdus of Shechita. The Gemara says as follows. This is at the bottom of Chav Chesam and Beis. Hoshma. Shochat chatziga geres v'shobo kidei shechita cheres v'gomra shechita sok shera. Raisa says that if you shechted chatziga geres, he have a v'kone, and then he's shohe. He does a shehiya. So we're familiar with the idea of shehiya. Shehiya is a psul in the shechita. If you wait in the middle of the shechita, there's a pause. Kidei shechita, as we said. Kidei shechita, the amount of time it takes to shecht. You're talking about behema, shechting behema, or oaf. The amount of time it takes to shecht the oaf. So the shehiya creates a psul. Which psul are we talking about over here? So let's see. Shachar chatzig agares v'shoba kidei shechita acheres v'gama shechita sok shera. So here, the Gemara, the Braisa says that even though you have a shehiya, v'shoba kidei shechita acheres, then you will gomra, then shechita sok shera. You shechted the kone, and then gomra l'shechita. What's the case? We're talking about an oaf, talking about a behema. So Rashi says, v'gomra, kasagad aitach ba behema koi, v'vaya rov shnayim, my gomra l'shechita, my gomra l'shchita. When it says gomra, it doesn't mean gomra l'simin. It's not that you shechted half of a kana and then you're gomra the simin. And we're talking about shchita sa'ov that only requires one simin, and once you gomra it, so then everything is fine with one simin. No, we're talking about a behema. That's the sakadaitach in the gemara. We're talking about a behema that you really need two simanim. You only shechted mechza of the kana. You still have to shecht the veshet. You still have to shecht the second simin. But you were shoha after shchita's mechza of the kana. And then you will go with the shechita. Let's say you shechted the veshet after that. Shechted the veshet after that. So, frak the gemara ve'i amid matzah matzah kirov itrifalo. If you hold matzah matzah kirov itrifalo, what does that mean itrifalo? So Rashi says, im matzah kirov came the shah bechetzia ozla shechita. Have you like a begima ba'alma? The itrifalo the psuka sagar geres. Kevin the show, once you show her bechetzia, so that means the shechita is over. This chelik of the shechita is over, right? Ozlo shechita, this part can't be mitzarev to anything else. So the habilah kibegima ba'ama ve'idrif for love psukas hagageres. What's he saying? If the shechita wouldn't be over, so then you can't say that it becomes a treifa just because the kone is nifsak. That's because the kana is nifsak. That's not going to make it into a treifa. If it's a derech hechshera, if it's part of the ma'aser shechita, it can't become a treifa as part of the ma'aser shechita. We discussed this at great length. Rashi on Chaf Amibay says that if it's derech hechshera, so you can't make it a treifa. If you nokev the veshet b'mashu as part of the ma'aser shechita, it doesn't become a treifa. And the kubas haveshet is b'mashu. That's if it happens not in the context of shechita. But if it happens in the context of shechita, it's not going to make it into a treifa. So says Rashi, but here there's a shehiya, you stop. So once you stop, then whatever you did is not nichlal as part of the shechita. If we're talking about behema, you still have to shecht the veshet. Still the shecht the veshet. So what you did is not part of the shechita. It can't be part of the shechita. Because if it were, then it would pasul. So it turns out that your cutting of the kone should be a problem. It says, psukas agargeres, the rov is a problem. Right? So if you hold mechza kerov, so then you have psukas hagargeres, it should make it into a treifa, because it's not a chelik from the shechita. Once you have a shehi, it can't be a chelik of the shechita, so now you mamash have it in treifa. Then treifa. That's the kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi. It says up the Gemara, no, misarev ba'behema lo ba'ov, mimonavshav. Imechza mechza kerov, ha'ovi l'ruba. Imechza mechza ina kerov, lo'ovi v'lokum. So up the Gemara, the Braisa is not talking about behema. We thought it was talking about behema. So if it's behema, so then if mechza mechza kerov, you've created a treifa because now that there's a shehiya, you've broken off between what you've done and the next chelek. So Dr. Gemara, no, we're talking about oaf. And by oaf, manavshach, everything is going to be fine. If you hold mechza mechza kerov, so then You finish the shechita. Shechita sakana is enough. We paskin that either kana or vesha works for you. So if you're netzah netzah kirov, the shechita is over. Shechita is over. So doing more is not going to do anything. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Right? If you hold netzah netzah kirov, then shechita sa'of is over, and doing more is not going to do anything. If you hold netzah netzah eino kirov, so then it's not a treifa either. Right? Because chatzi kana tovim is not a treifa. It has to be berov. So either way, you slice it. Either way, you cut the simen. Either way, you slice it. It's not going to be a problem. It's either going to be a shechita gemura already. You don't need anything more. Or it's not going to be a treifa either. This is the first part of the gemara. Questions? Questions? Okay, let's go weiter. A little piece. Let's read one more piece. Raisa sounds very similar to the previous one. You had chatzi kana pogam, v'hosevelav kosher v'gamro shchita asok sheirim. It doesn't say you shechted the chatzi kana. It was chatzi kana pogam. You see, but this can't. It's not the same as before. This can't be behema. Why can't it be behema? Why can't this be talking about behema? Rashi says it's talking about oath immediately. There's no pilpul whether it's behema or oath. Why? Because the lashon of the brayse is v'hosef olav kolshu v'gamro shchita asok sheirim. That if you mosef a kolshu on the kana, the shchita is going to be sheirim. It's not like in the previous brayse where it says v'gamro. Gamro doesn't sound like you're only being gomer the kana. Here it's v'hosef olav kolshu. V'hosef olav kolshu is mashma that you're only being gomer the kana. So there it has to be both, because by a behema, just by being gomer the kana, you're not going to finish the shchita. That's why Rashi assumes this second case is definitely talking about oath. Now, Reisha Yechatzi Kana Pogam Osev Olav Kolshu V'Gomro Shchita Suk Sheira. So, in fact, the Gemara V'Yamin Mechza Matzah Kirov Treifa Havyam. Same kasha. Mechza Matzah Kirov, it's Docha Treifa. So how is it going to be Shchita Suk Sheira? Amar Rava Shani Le'inyan Treifa Debina Rov Hanira Le'inayim. So, up to Rava, Treifa is different. Even if you say mechza mechza kirov by shchita, but by treifa you need rov hanira leinayim. Rashi, rov hanira leinayim klomer rov gomer shuniker. You need a rov gomer by treifa. So even if you'll tell me that mechza mechza is kirov, but by treifa mechza mechza is not kirov, you need a rov gomer. Whatever rov gomer means, we'll have to talk about that. Rov gomer more than mechza mechza, that it certainly means, but it means even more than that. So Zogt Rava, there's no kasha. There's no kasha that mechza mechza can't be kirov, because treifa is different. Even if mechza mechza is kirov, but by treifa, since you need a rov gomer, it's not gonna be kirov. Amalei Abaye below kol dechein hu ma treifa de b'mashu mitrufa hecha de b'inon ruba b'inon rov anir leinayim shchita da adik ruba lo miskasha lo koshke de b'inon rov anir leinayim. In fact, Abaye, what are you saying? He's saying treifa is more chamer than shchita. By treifa you need a rov anira leinayim. By treifa you need a rov gomer. But by shchita you don't. Ipcha mistabra. By treifa nekuvas haveshet b'mashu. By treifa there is a case where even b'mashu it creates a treifa. So if you need a rov gomer by psuka sagargeres, if you need a rov gomer by treifa, where there is a possibility for treifa to be created by Nekuvas Mashu, so Kol Shken Shchita, Shchita needs a Rov, we know, it needs Rov Simonim, Rov Simonecha, Rov Shnei Simonim. So there's no case that Shchita B'Mashu works. There's no case that Shchita B'Mashu works. Shouldn't you certainly need a Rov Hanira Leinayim by Shchita? Then he disagrees. He disagrees with Rav. Okay. So these are the two Chalakim of the Gemara. Let's pedal back for a moment. Let's take the first price. And the first price it says Shachar Chatzi Gagez V'Shabah Kedei Shchita Acher Zudama Shchita Sukshe. So the Gemara asks V'I Amid Mechza Mechza Kerov Itrifalei. It becomes a treifa. So Rashi interprets that the kash of the Gemara Itrifala is Kipshuta. We're talking about a psul treifa over here. Psul treifa. The Gemara is assuming we're talking about a behema. And the kasha is that if mechza mechza kerov, it should turn the behemah into a treifa. Psukah sagageres is berov, but the mechza mechza kerov, that's dino kerov, so you should become a treifa with mechza mechza. And the Gemara answers, no, it's not talking about behemah, it's talking about oaf. in light of the hemshich of the Gemara, what's another teretz? What's the simpler teretz the Gemara should have given? Maybe it's talking about behema, but still it's not a problem. What's the kasha again? The iyam in mechza mechza kirov itchafala. You tell me, if mechza mechza by shchita is dino kirov, then itchafala should become a treifa with mechza mechza too. What's the simple answer the Gemara should give? Rova, shiny linear treifa. Right? Rova says if you need rova near lay nayan by treifa, that's his answer to the second brisa. Why don't the Gemara give that answer up top? Same issue, no? Again, Rashi's learning that the problem is itchafala. If not some after karov, so then cutting the gargeres, the chatzi, right? Chatzi gargeres should make it a treifa. If that's the kasha, the teretz is really simple. Why does the Gemara have to say, we're not talking about behe, we're talking about, just say shiny treifa from shchita. By treifa, you need a rov gar. By shchita, you don't need such a rov. So maybe mechza mechza really is karov. Maybe mechza mechza really is karov, but it's not going to be itchafala of a mechza al mechza. No? Why the Gemara waits till the next kasha to give the answer of Rava? Could have said Rava right over here, shiny linen treifa. So the answer probably is in a Chanami. You could have said that. Could have said that treifa is different than shchita. You need a Rava near a lein by treifa, but not by shchita. But adifa mine kamashani. You find sometimes when you show them say, it's easier, it's better. It's better to say, you know, Abaya doesn't like Rava anyway, later. So why get involved with Rava and then you'll need Abaya to say that no, Shechit and Treif really are the same. They're not there. Well, what do you need that for? It's Pasha. It's not talking about Behema, but rather it's talking about Ov. So the whole Rai is not a Rai. So it's just an easier answer, but in Achanami it could have said that. That's what you could suggest behind your Rosh. Rabbeinu Gershom has a totally different shot in this issue. Rabbeinu Gershom learns Itrifalot in the Gemara, it doesn't mean treifa. We're not talking about it from the perspective of treifa. We said sometimes when the Rishonim, or even when the Gemara uses a lashon to be matrif doesn't mean treifa. It means that it's not kosher. It could mean the shchita's psula. It could mean nevela. It doesn't have to be treifa. It's better. Itchafala certainly sounds more like treifa. It doesn't have to be. It could be nevela. But Rabbeinu Gershom seems to learn that the psul that we're talking about over here is not a psul treifa, but rather it's a psul of what? Psul. What kind of psul are we talking about here? Psul of kashrus, but what's the psul? Why is there a problem with the kashrus? What's the psul shechita that we're talking about over here? Shehiyah. We keep on talking about shehiyah. Shehiyah even works into treifa according to Rashi, but Rashi doesn't finish the job. He doesn't say that the problem over here is that it's a shehiyah and the ma'is a shechita, and therefore the animal is going to be nevela. He doesn't say that. He says the shehiyah ends the shechita. Because it ends the shechita, as we explained, it's not derech hechshera. The cutting that you did is not part of the ma'aseh shechita. Not part of ma'aseh shechita, then it can make the animal into a treifa. That's what Rashi's learning. Comes the Rabbeinu Gershom, and he learns differently. Let's see this piece on the side of the mirror. I amid mechza mechza kerov itchufala. Itchufala habehema shishoha berov hasimin. Itchufala habehema shishoha berov hasimin. The iamina de eno choshev kirov lo itrifa ba oso shehia sheshoha bechatzi simen lo itrifa ba oso shehia sheshoha bechatzi simen didn't become a treifa. It didn't become psula. It wasn't itrifala quotation marks with that shehia bechatzi simen daminan shadayin lo chashuva haskolas shchita not considered haskolas shchita. But if mechza is kerov, then it is a haschola shchita. And if it's a haschola shchita, then itchafala. Just one second. I thought we said that treifa is a function of not being part of the ma'aseh shchita. If it's part of the ma'aseh shchita, it doesn't become a treifa because it's part of the process. So after Rabbeinu Gershom, no. If haschola hashchita, if mechza mechza is kerov, so then it is a haschola hashchita, and then it's going to be itrifala. It's a haschola hashchita, it becomes itrifala. Well, what's he talking about? But he's clearly, he's using the same words as Rashi, and it's all the same words, shehiyah, treifa, but it means something totally different. He's saying that itrifala would be more of a problem if the beginning is the haschola hashchita. Rashi says, no. Once there's a shehiyah, then ozlo hashchita, the shechita is over, and that makes it itrifala. Mamish punkt verkehrt. Rashi says, if oz lo shchita, then it becomes a treifa. Rabbi Nageshin says, no, fakir, if mechza mechza kirov, so then the beginning is haschalas hashchita, then it's going to be itrifala. Yeah, because he's saying it's not really a din treifa. We're not asking from treifa. We're saying it's going to be treif. It's going to be non-kosher. It's going to be nevela. There's a psul shehiya over here. You can't have a shehiya in the midst of the shechita. If you have a shehiya in the middle of the shechita, then that's going to pass on the shechita. That's the kasha of the Gemara. The iyam in mechza mechza kirov. If you hold mechza mechza is kirov, then itrifala. Then the mechza mechza is like a haschala sashchita. And now that you will show her in the middle, and then you will gomer the shechita, it shouldn't be shechita so ksheira, because you have a shehiya in the middle of the process. If you hold mechza mechza is not kirov, he says it's not a problem, but also shehiya. Because we say, adayin lo chashuga haschala shechita. You didn't start. You cut something, but that's not considered haschala shechita. But if you hold mechza mechza kirov, then there is a haschala shechita, then the psul shehiya is going to kick in. That's the Rabbeinu Gershon's shot. So his pshat is a creative read in the words itrifala. But according to Rabbeinu Gershon's pshat, we can answer the kasha that we asked on Rashi very easily. Why didn't the Gemara give the answer of Rava that shiny linen treifa, that you need a rov gomer as opposed to shechita? We're not talking about treifa here. That's not kasha. That's why the Gemara had to say, it's not behemoth, but rather oaf. Had to give that the chia. Because you can't say, oh, shiny treifa. This is not treifa. We're not talking, not picking up from treifa. The problem we have over here is a shehiya problem. It's a psul shechita. So because of psul shechita, the Gemara doesn't answer shani linyan treifa, because that's not what we're dealing with over here. So the lashon itrifala makes better sense according to Rashi's pshat. They're really talking about treifa. But the fact that the Gemara didn't give Rava's answer that treifa is different than shechita, that you need a rav gomer by treifa not by shechita, that goes better according to Rabbeinu Gershon pshat, not according to Rashi. Okay? These are the two approaches for this sukkah. Questions? Yes, Solomon.
Usually, when we say that the use of lashon of treifa for something that is not kosher, and by Gemara, usually we say it's just right.
Right, so it is true. I put them together. It is true. The lashon lahatrif in Toskim can mean non-kosher. And the Gemara doesn't mean that as much. Right, so as I said, itrifala, the lashon of the Gemara, itrifala, does sound better according to Rashi. Right, that we're talking treifa, not shehiya, it is true. But that other kasha, that the Gemara doesn't give Rav as the answer, it's taka kasha according to Rashi. It's sort of interesting. Like, why did the Gemara have to wait until later to give Rav as the answer? Could have given it right over here. Rabbeinu Gershom is very happy, right? According to Rabbeinu Gershom, it's very beautiful why it didn't give Rav, because we're really not talking about treif over here. Yeah. Why didn't Rashi learn like Rabbeinu Gershom? Because of the Lashon Itrafala. Why didn't the Gemara ask from Shehiyah? Forget about Rashi. Right? Okay, the Gemara makes Rashi feel like we're talking about treif over here. Shkak. But the Gemara didn't have to say that. The Gemara could have said, Iyam in Matzah Matzah Kirov, Pahavi Shehiyah. I just pushed the question on the Gemara. It's not a problem with Rashi. Rashi was blinded by the fact that it says itrifala in the Gemara. So he says, we must be talking about a psul treifa. So why did the Gemara have to ask from psul treifa? Why didn't it ask from psul shehiya? What's the machlokas Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi? Rabbeinu Gershom thinks that there is a psul shehiya over here, and Rashi and the Gemara. Well, Rashi interprets the Gemara. Rashi feels that there's only a psul treifa. He's talking about shehiya here, but yet Rashi doesn't pick up on the psul shehiya. He only talks about treifa. He doesn't pick up on the psul shehiya. And someone has suggested Rashi didn't give the Rabbeinu Gershon a shot because he feels that in this case you're not really going to have a psul shehiya. It's only treifa. It's not just the lashon of the Gemara itrifala that gives you the impression that we're picking up from a psul treifa. That we're talking about psul treifa. It can only be a psul treifa. It's not going to be a psul shehiya. What? Why should it only be a psul treif and not a psul shehiya from the Rashi? It sounds like a pretty fundamental machlokas, right? That here you have shachar chatzig ageres, then shabak kedai shchita acheres, v'gamar shchita sukshere. Hilchu. The Iyam and Mechza Mechza Karov, there's going to be a problem. Rabbi Nogershon says the problem is Shehiyah, and Rashi says no, it's only Treifa. Why didn't Rashi say that it's a Psul Shehiyah? Because someone has suggested that maybe Rabbi Nogershon and Rashi are arguing about a very fundamental question. That is, we've mentioned this Psul of Shehiyah. Shehiyah is the first of the Chamisha Psul of Shechita. Shehiyah, Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, Ika. The first is the Psul of Shechita. What's the nature of this Psul? You know, most of the other Psul of Shechita, let's talk about the Drasa, Chalada, Drasa. Drasa is a great example. All right, Drasa, the Pshat is you're doing a Maisa Shechita, but you're pressing down on the simon instead of using a back and forth motion. So Drasa is a Psul of the Shechita. It's a Psul of the Maisa. It's a Maisa Shechita, but Psul. You did a Maisa Shechita, but in the wrong way. Hagrama, you did a Maisa Shechita, but it's outside the right spot. You cut the simon, but above where it's supposed to be cut. It's a Psul of the Maisa Shechita. The question by Shehiyah is, what's the nature of this Psul? One way to look at it is that Shehiyah is like Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama. It's a Psul of the Shechita. That if you wait in the middle of the Maisa Shechita, you did a little bit of Shechita, and then you pause, Kidei Shechita, and then you continue the Shechita, it's a Psul. It's a Paslitz. Halacha Mashvisina, it's a Shechita B'Psul. That's one way to look at it. What did you do wrong in the Shechita? Nothing really. It's nothing in the Maisa. It's not that you pressed in the Maisa, or you did the Maisa outside the right spot. No, just Shehiyah. You're doing the Maisa back and forth, then you stop, then you continue to go back and forth and finish. Is there a psul in the Maisa? It's not a psul in the Maisa, it's a psul because you're not doing something. You're not shechting. But you could say, yeah, that's a psul in the Maisa. Since you broke up between the parts of them, you did a Shehiyah, that's how Halacha Mashvisina. That's a psul in the Maisa Shechita. It's a psul. That's one way to look at it. What's the other way to look at a psul Shehiyah? Maybe she is totally different than Drasa Chalad and the other psul Shehiyah. What's the psul?
Creates a
treifa.
Meaning, the waiting
creates a treifa. But treifa is not a psul shechita. Treifa is possible because of treifa. So we talked about shechitas. Treifa is a problem in the shechita, but it's not nevela. I'm talking about nevela. Shehiyah creates a nevela. Nevela. Rashi says the psul over here is treifa, not nevela. This isn't going to be nevela, according to Rashi. Right? If you do mechza, Rashi holds there is no nevela. That's what I'm assuming. Rabbi Nogershom holds that it'll be nevela because it's going to be a shehiyah. That's the kasha of the Gemara. And Rashi says it's not going to be nevela. It's only treifa because it's not a psul shechita of shehiyah. It's not shehiyah. The shehiyah only is going to determine whether it's a treifa or not. Right? Is the maisa shechita over or not over? But it's not going to create a psul nevela. It's not a psul shechita here of shehiyah. The shehiyah is just a hechetim to create the shame treifa. So why is it not a psul shechita? Shehiyah either could be a psul, a davar haposel in the Maisa Shechita, just like every other one of the psul Shechita, or the psul Shehiyah could be something totally different. And that is that if you're shohe, if you wait in the middle of the Maisa Shechita, it breaks up a tziruf between the two parts of the Shechita. And that's the problem. You don't have a full Maisa Shechita because it's in parts. What's the psul of Shehiyah? Is it posel? The Maisa Shechita? It's a Psul? Kamo Drasa? The Chalada? You did something wrong in the Maisa? Or no? It's just Mevatel Siruf Bein Chelke HaShechita. It breaks up the Siruf, the connection between the parts of the Shechita. So it breaks up the connection. You don't have a full Maisa Shechita. It's half a Shechita here, half a Shechita there. It's not enough. Right? Let's say a person is shechting a behem. They shecht rova the veshet, then they wait. Then they shecht rova the kana. You need the veshet and the kana for the Maisa Shechita. So if you wait in the middle, you can't put the veshet together with the kana. It's like you shechted a veshet or a kana, but not both together. It's not a psul in the Maisa. It's that the Shechita has to be one unit. If you break up in the middle, then you don't have a full Maisa Shechita, so that's the problem. It's not that you have a Maisa Shechita, but there's a psul, a posel in the Shechita. It's not a posel in the Shechita. It's that it breaks up the tziruf between the two Shechitas. So someone has suggested, maybe that's what Rashi and the Rabbi Nogershom are disagreeing about. Rashi holds that the psul of Shehiyah is not a posel. That's what these achronim want to suggest. Rashi is not a posel. The problem is it's a lack of tzivah. But you can't connect the two parts of the shechita if you have a Shehiyah in the middle. In fact, some point to even the Loshon of Rashi. The im mechza kerov, kevan de shoha b'chetzia, ozla lo shechita. The Loshon ozla lo shechita means, right, sounds like what? If you do a Shehiyah, ozla lo shechita, the shechita is over. That chelik of the shechita is over. It can't be mitzdarif to the next to the shechita. It almost sounds like Rashi is saying that's the problem of Shehiyah. Shehiyah ends it. So because Shehiyah ends it, then the two parts are not going to be mitzdarif together. So Rashi says if the Shehiyah ends it, so now it can become a treifa because it's not part of the ma'isa. The ma'isa shechita is over. So someone to suggest maybe that's why Rashi holds that there isn't going to be a psul of Shehiyah over here. Shehiyah is just ending the shechita. So now the shame treifa can be chal. But it's not that the psul is a psul shehiyah. No, that's not the issue. Because Rashi holds that if you only shechted mechza, you're not going to have a psul shehiyah over here. Think about it. If you shechted mechza, you still have mechza remaining. Right? You have a sin. A very beautiful sin. So if you shechted mechza the sin, right? So you shechted mechza is shachad, and mechza ain't no shachad. So if mechza can rove, you shechted rove, right? But you still have rove that you can shecht. You still have rove that you can shecht. You shechted rove, right? There was a haskalas hashchita. But the reality is, let's say you continued in shechta the second part. You can start again. Right? We said according to Rashi, we only take into account the part that's the shechita. Right? The part that's cut is the significant part. The part that's uncut, who cares? It doesn't mean anything to us. It doesn't mean anything to us. That's if you're not gonna cut it, you're not gonna make it into a ma'isa shechita, so I don't care about that. But you have the potential to make it into a ma'isa shechita. So just like you would ignore the part that's not cut, if I make the second part into the ma'isa shechita, then I'll ignore the first part. What do I care that it's cut? The fact that mechza kerov, so that can make mechza into the shechita. But let's say there's a problem with that shechita. It's a problem. I can't call it a full shechita. Why? Because we're talking behema, and if I only cut the kun, I still have a veshet to do. So I can't do a shechita now. So if the first part is a problem, it's going to make a shechita psula. But Rashi says, but not really, because I can ignore that. I still have mechza of the sin to cut. So if I cut the second mechza, I can start the shechita again. I'll start the shechita with the second mechza. So what's the problem of Shehiyah here? What's the problem of Shehiyah? If Shehiyah is the problem that you can't be mitzarev the two parts together, I understand. If you cut rove, so the kun is gone, the cutting the miyut is not going to be a shechita of the kun, because you really cut the kun already. It's rove. So you cut the kun already, but you didn't cut the veshet. Oh, that's a problem. If you're going to do shehiyah in the middle, you can't start the ma'isa shechita again. But if all you did was cut mechza kerov, but the mechza that's not cut could also be kerov. You can start the shechita again. You can start the shechita again. If you start the shechita again, there's going to be no problem. You'll cut the second mechza of the kun. I'll ignore the first part of the kun. Who cares about it? So I cut the second part of the kun plus a veshet. I have a shechita kamor. Everything is fine. Rashi learned that the psul of Shehiyah is that you don't have a tzir between the parts. So if the reason why you think that the shechita began is because mechza mechza kerov, so this is a unique situation where even if you began the ma'isa shechita Shehiyah, it won't be a problem. Because you still have another mechza that you haven't shechted. So you can turn that mechza into the tchila shechita. And then you'll ignore the first part. Rabbi Gershom says, no. Shechita is a posel. Right? Shehiyah is a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. Shehiyah is a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. She is a posel. So, as long as I did a Shechita over here, if I did something significant, if Mechza Mechza Kerov, so then when I finish the other part of the Shechita, even though I don't need the first part of the Shechita, Rabbi Gershom says, but it's part of the Shechita Sakana. I did it. So because I did it, even though I don't need it, but the psul is going to be chal on all parts of the shechita. the psul is going to be chal on all parts of the shechita. Rashi says there's no problem of shechita b'chalal because since I don't need the first part, so I can start the shechita again, and then there won't be a problem of tziruf because I have a full shechita. Rabbeinu Gershom says the problem is not tziruf. The problem of shechita is that there's a psul in the shechita sakana. So did you cut part of the kana? Is that part of the shechita? It's part of a previous shechita. Okay, fine. I'm going to have a new shechita. But what's the new shechita going to help me? The fact is, I did cut the first part of the kana. It is a shechita here, right? It is part of a shechita. It's just there's no problem of tziruf because I have a shechita kshera without it. But since it's part of the shechita, then the psul will be chal even in the beginning. So zafter ben agashim, that's going to be a problem of shechita. So whether the shechita is going to be a problem, shechita after the first mechza is cut, whether that's going to be a problem or not, might be dependent on what the psul shechita is all about. If it's about tziruf, then the first part is completely irrelevant. Since I don't need it, it's completely irrelevant. But if it's a din that it passes the shechita, since that is the tchilas hashechita, even though I can make a new tchilas hashechita, so what? But that was the tchilas hashechita. So if I have a psul after that tchilas hashechita, so then that could passel everything. That could passel the whole shechita. Zakr Rabbeinu Gershom, the psul over here is really a psul shechita because it'll passel the whole shechita. Aye, but I can start again? It doesn't matter. The beginning is also viewed as part of the shechita. Inyan said that once I have a psul in that part of the shechita, it destroys everything. It destroys everything. Rashi says, no, as long as I don't need to be mitzari if that part of the shechita, it shouldn't be a problem. Yes?
According to Rashi, what about the mission that says,
that means if I only shechted echad v'chetzi, so then the second chetzi, you say you're assuming metza metza kirov. If metza metza is not kirov, which is how that's the maskana of the Gemara, that even Rav holds metza metza not kirov, so then that makes perfect sense. Because echad v'chetzi means I had a full simon, but the second simon I only caught half, so I only caught half, then I didn't do a shechita, so that's the problem. I need growth.
And now the Havim is
kirov. And the Havim, the what?
So
the Gemara could have asked from that Mishnah too. The Gemara could have said that if Mertza Mertza Kirov, what's the... If Mertza Mertza Kirov, why should Echa B'chetzi be possible? Right? Chatzi Echa B'ov, Echa B'chetzi B'Avahem, Ashchit Osa P'sula. So the Gemara should have asked, according to Rav, why should that be? The Gemara did ask, actually. I thought the Gemara asked this question. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Midrabonim. But the reason that even according to Rav, it's still a problem because we're afraid that he's not even going to do the chetzi, right? So you have to do rov. Again, we said every. Okay, let's clarify. We'll see tomorrow, Reis Hashem, that the maskana is the taka metza metza is not kirov. The Amoraim are not arguing about shechita. The whole shaila whether metza metza kirov or not is something that relates to carbon pesach. We'll see. There's nothing to do with shechita. Everyone holds metza metza not kirov. But in this stage of the Gemara, Kasalka Daitachu, Le'inyan Shchita, as Rashi says, right? We think that Rav, Rav Kana, they're disagreeing about Shchita, right? So at this stage in the Gemara, is a machlokas where the Mefza Mefza Kirova, not on a Doraisa level. What's the halacha Mashmisina? So the Gemara immediately says, Midirabbanan, everyone holds that you need Rov Goma. Right? You need more than Mefza Mefza. Everyone says, even Rav says that you need Rov. Because we're afraid you're not even going to do palga, you're not even going to do matzah matzah. So that would explain that mission. Okay, so Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi, according to some, are disagreeing about the nature of the psul shechita. That's what they say. The problem with this, it has to be fine-tuned. The problem with this is we know Rashi has his shita that shechita b'miya basra passes. Remember, we spent a lot of time on this Rashi. Rashi on daf lamed beis. Shechita b'miya basra. She hit me a pasta, meaning I shechted rova the simen. No mechza mechza. I shechted rova the simen. Rova both simanim, let's say. And then I do a shehiyah. And then I cut the rest of this. So Rashi says that's also going to be a problem. It's a suffix in the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis. And Rashi says, l'chumra, you should have to be machna. But what's the case? Shoha b'miyot simanim, miyot basu. Now think about it. Why should shehiyah b'miyot basu be a problem? Why should shehiyah b'miyot basu be a problem? I finished the shechita already. So we said the reason why it's a problem is if you hold that l'chatchila you're supposed to shach kol ha-simen, so even though you don't need the rest of the simen, but it's going to be viewed as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita. And if it's viewed as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita, then there's going to be a problem over here because you did a psul in the Ma'aseh Shechita. That's how we explain that. Now, if you assume that Rashi holds the problem of Shehiyah, it's not that it's a psul in the Ma'aseh Shechita, but rather you can't connect the chalokim of the Shechita. It breaks the tzira between the parts of the Shechita. It's not intrinsically a psul, it's just it breaks the part of the parts of the Shechita. So should there be a problem of Shehiyah the Mi'at Asr? No. So what did I broke the tzira? I already shechted Rov HaSimon, who cares? Once you shecht Rov HaSimonim, Shehiyah shouldn't be a problem, because so take away the second part. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just like we just said, according to Rashi, if I shechted mechza, I don't care that I shechted mechza and then mishia, because I still have the second mechza there. So every psul b'miyat basar shouldn't be a problem according to Rashi. Who cares? Forget about the second part. It shouldn't matter. I have a shechita ksher already. What is Rashi clearly assuming? Shehiyah is not a problem of breaking the connection between the parts of the shechita. Shehiyah is a psul in the ma'aseh shechita. It's a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. So as long as the Mi'at Basar is going to be considered part of the Shechita, and you add a Shehiyah between the Mi'at Basar and the other, that's a psul in the Ma'aseh Shechita. I don't care that I don't need the Mi'at Basar. I have a psul in the Shechita, so it's gefalach. Shehiyah b'Mi'at Basar, Rashi Shita, is the biggest raya that Shehiyah is a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. It's not a problem of tzirah. Because if it's a problem of tzirah, who cares about the second part? Dalmehachi. Forget about it. I have a full shechita. Just like Rashi was, just like we were saying within Rashi, that if I have mechza, the shechita may have begun with the mechza because that's a rov, it's a ma'aseh shechita, right? It's not like shechting a miyud, it's a ma'aseh shechita, but I can still have a full ma'aseh shechita after that. So forget the beginning, just take the end. Miyud basar is just a opposite case, right? It's the opposite case. I have a full ma'aseh shechita before I shechted rov. So who cares about the Mi'at Basar? What does it matter? But it's not mitzurah. It doesn't have to be mitzurah. Just cancel it. But if you hold that the pshat is, it's a psul in the shechita. So it's a psul in the shechita. As long as the Mi'at Basar is going to be included in the ma'aseh shechita, you're going to have a big problem if there's a shehiyah. Because it turns out, within the ma'aseh shechita, there was a shehiyah. That's a posel in the ma'aseh shechita. That's going to be the problem of the Rashi. But if that's the case, then what's the Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi arguing about? They all must hold that Shehiyah, the problem of Shehiyah, that it's a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. It's a posel. A posel. It's not a lack of tzivah. So it's a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. Let's think about this case. Right? If it's a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita, you did mechza, you cut mechza, you still have mechza that's not shochet. Is that going to, and you were shochet in the middle, is that going to be a problem? Is that going to be a problem, or is it not going to be a problem? So we said the Rabbeinu Gershom holds that would be a problem of Shehiyah. And Rashi clearly holds that that's not a problem of Shehiyah. Why not? They both hold that Shehiyah is a problem of a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. You can't have a psul within the Ma'aseh Shechita. Rabbeinu Gershom says, this is going to be a psul in the Ma'aseh Shechita. Because did you do a Ma'aseh Shechita in the beginning? You cut Matzah. And if Matzah Kirov, you cut a Simon. That is a Ma'aseh Shechita. If that's a Haskalah Shechita, he says it's Haskalah Shechita, because Rov is considered a Shechita. You cut less than Rov, that's not a Haskalah Shechita. You didn't even begin. But if you cut the Rov, then that's Haskalah Shechita. Zok Rabbeinu Gershom, then Shehiyah, the Psul Shehiyah can be Chal. So why does Rashi assume that the Psul Shehiyah is not going to be Chal? So before the answer is, Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom are not arguing about the nature of Psul Shehiyah, the two approaches. No, they both hold this first approach. They both hold that approach, that Shehiyah is a posel in the Ma'aseh Shechita. It creates a psul. It's like dross. You're doing a Ma'aseh Shechita of a psul. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is really simple. The machlokas is, if I'm cutting a simen, I have enough in the cuts of the simen that I could have a Ma'aseh Shechita in the beginning and a Ma'aseh Shechita in the end, but I have a Shehiyah. That's the case. I have mechza. So if mechza kirov, the beginning could be the Ma'aseh Shechita, the end could be the Ma'aseh Shechita. The question is, if I don't need the beginning, is that beginning considered part of the Shechita? Is a psul in the beginning going to create a problem over here if I don't really need that beginning? Rabbeinu Gershom says, if you cut rov of the simen, by definition, that has to be viewed as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita. It's a haskolas hashchita, as he says. Right? It's a haskolas hashchita. The iamina de eno chashiv kerov lo itchufa ba'osa shehiya sheshav the chatzis simon. The amina shadayan lo chashuv haskolas shchita. Avol iamina metzah kerov haskolas shchita hi. Rabbi Nogashim says, once you cut rov of the simon, you can't say that part that you cut is not part of the shchita. It's haskolas hashchita by definition, because cutting rov of the simon, that is a shchita. But I could cut the mechzah hashen, and I could start the process again. Why can't I ignore the first part? Zogt Rabbi Nogashim, now once you cut rov hasimon, that's automatically viewed as part of the ma'aseh shchita. You can't ignore it. So if you're going to have the shehi in the middle, that will be a psul in the ma'aseh shchita. All Rashi is saying is that this is a unique case where even though I cut rov of the simon and that could be treated as a haskalas hashchita, it's still not going to be a psul shehi. Why? Because I have another mechza to cut, and that other mechza could be haskalas hashchita. I can start the shchita again, says Rashi. That's the yesod of Rashi. He agrees to the Rabbeinu Gershon that the psul of shehi is it's a posel and ma'aseh shchita. But Rashi says that where I have a hechitimtza, I have a case where I can have a new haskalas hashchita. Even though I've had haskalas hashchita because I cut rov of the simon, I can have a new haskalas hashchita. How can you have that? Once you've cut rov, you only have miut remaining. You can't have haskalas hashchita. Miut is not a shchita. This is a unique case. Mechza mechza. So mechza mechza, even though I had a haskalah in the beginning, I can have a new haskalah. But for Rashi, if I have a new haskalah, then she is not going to be a soul. Because then I don't have to look at the first part of the shchita. The first part of the shchita, the rov, is not going to be viewed as a part of the ma'aseh shchita. The first rov, the first mechza, which is dinu karov, is not part of the second ma'aseh shchita. I can say there are two ma'aseh shchita, so the psul of the first ma'aseh, the psul after the first ma'aseh, is not going to affect my second ma'aseh. That's the machlokas. Both of them, Rabbi Nogashim and Rashi, both agree that shehiya is a posel in the ma'aseh shchita. The question is, this is a unique situation where I don't really need the first part of the ma'aseh shchita. Even though I shechted rov, and you would say, hey, that has to be objectively haskalas hashchita, but I can have a new haskalas hashchita. So if I have the potential to have a new haskalas hashchita, do I have to take into account the first haskalas hashchita? Rabbi Nogashim says, of course, once you have a haskalas hashchita, that's automatically viewed as part of the shchita. You can't divorce that from the ma'aseh shchita. It has to be part of the shchita. So apsul, even in that part, if I have a shehiya after that part, that'll pass to the ma'aseh shchita. Rashi says, no, forget about it. Just start again. You had haskalas hashchita, but you have a new haskalas hashchita. If I have a new haskalas hashchita, I don't have to take into account the first haskalah. If I don't have to take into account the first haskalah, even if shehi is a posel, this won't be a posel in the ma'aseh shchita, because it's not a posel in the second haskalas hashchita. Okay? Okay, so what emerges in this discussion is that both Rabbi Nogashim and Rashi really could hold that shehi is a posel in the ma'aseh shchita. They're not assuming that there's a problem of the tzira between the parts of the shchita. This discussion, this issue is raised in other contexts as well. But here, it's not relevant, right? Here, everyone is going to hold like the first approach. Shaila is, in this unique case where you don't need the first haskalas hashchita, will shehiya present a problem? Will it be a posel in the ma'aseh shchita, or will we say that you don't have to look at the first part as the first mechza as being part of the ma'aseh shchita, because it's completely irrelevant since you have a new haskalas hashchita, so then the psul of shehiya is not going to be chal in the first part of the shchita. Okay, we'll stop here for the Gemara. Tomorrow we'll continue the sugya. I'm going to give a